psychotronicgenerators.com is a trademarked website and worldwide psychotronic generator engine which uses Cold War technology to basically change your life in every shape, form, or function for the better. Psychotronic generators were invented in the Cold War to suck up the life force from plants, animals, and humans. This life force was drawn into psychotronic generators and then could be transferred in the same way as electricity and light by conduction, reflection, refraction, and transferred elsewhere. This was made fact by the Defense Intelligence Agency in September 1975 in their document to the Pentagon, which had a two-page info document on psychotronic generators. They basically knew very little about them. The Czechs had developed psychotronic generators, and they were using open source information which was in the Czech news media. They also used Ostrander's book, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, as the basis for this document, and they had basically no information from the Russians. But these psychotronic generators were devices which could draw the life force from anything living and then conduct it elsewhere. The Soviets in the 80s used psychotronic generators to power their psychics. Basically, a psychic is limited by the amount of life force in her or him to their capability. Basically, the body has a limited amount of life force, and this is the entity which manifests psychic phenomena. If you don't believe in psychic phenomena, the Defense Intelligence Agency documents from 75 go into all the basics of psychic warfare, ESP, clairvoyance, which the Americans bastardized and put the remote viewing term on, telekinesis, which is the movement of matter by mind over matter, and they, of course, looked at psychokinesis, which they wrongly observed was the same as telekinesis. It's not. Psychokinesis is the control of reality to change reality, not just move things around. So, for example, with psychokinesis, you change reality so that you win the lottery, or that your enemy gets ill or bankrupted. This is not simply moving matter around, it's changing reality. So in the context of this website, psychokinesis will always be defined as the changing of reality. Now, the basis of this is life force. The more life force you have, the more psychic capability you have. The military have been developing psychic warfare on the quiet since the 80s. The Soviets were spending $500 million a year, according to the DIA and Pentagon, and open source information rubber stamps this figure. Tim Rifat is the exclusive holder of the trademark psychotronic generators in this technology, and anyone else purporting to sell any of this technology is a fraudster and should be reported to Tim Riefat, who will then, of course, close them down immediately. Psychotronic generators in the Russian Federation are now a top military secret, and any technologies associated with them have been militarized, and all scientists who wished to make money out of them have been closed down. Tim Riefat is the world's leading expert on psychic warfare, psychotronic generators, the so-called occult sciences, which the British have developed. He has written 3 books on the subject, the first one published by Random House, Remote Viewing, the History and Science of Psychic Warfare, which was published in 1999, and 2 further books on the subject. He is the only expert on psychotronic generators in the world outside of the Russian Federation, and the only supplier of psychotronic generators to the general public. You can't get them elsewhere. Anyone who states you can is lying, and of course, trademark infringement and intellectual property infringement. And they, of course, will be closed down and litigated. Tim Riefat is a scientist. He got his degree in chemistry at Southampton University, and a further degree in education. This, of course, means nothing in the field, but luckily he was in contact with the assistant, the deputy to the leader of the psychic warfare program in Russia, and information was supplied to Tim Riefat by this deputy, who of course gave detailed overviews of what they had been doing in the 80s. This scientist was a mathematician, and was disenfranchised from the government because during the Cold War he ran foul of the regime and was imprisoned in a KGB psychiatric hospital where his brain was fried with thorazine and various other drugs of the poisonous variety, causing him brain damage. He, of course, wrote to me when my second book, which came out, appeared on the market. The first book, of course, had been brutally censored by the British government because they were desperate that this Cold War technology wasn't given out to the general public. Now, psychotronic generators are the most important discovery of the Cold War. Why, you may ask? Well, here we have devices which can suck up the life energy from all living beings, transfer it to someone else, and then that someone else then possesses the life energy of all the living beings who have supplied the psychotronic generator with energy. So, for example, the Russians could use the devices in gulags, suck up the life force from the prisoners, and then deposit it, download it into the psychic warfare officer, who would then use it against the Americans or NATO. We know that this life force enabled the Russians to survive the massive breakup of the Soviet Union and keep the Russian Federation from imploding. But we also know that the psychotronic generator, as discovered by the Soviets, was not the be-all and end-all of the life force transfer technology. Luckily, Tim Rifat was the chief psychic warfare officer of MI6 in their Cold War use, not of psychotronic generators, but the ley line system of the planet and the New Age energy transfer belief system, which of course is another aspect of psychotronic generators, because of course we know that the Soviet starting point for psychotronic generators was ancient alchemical texts on magic mirrors. These were devices designed by alchemists to draw in the life force of people into the magic mirror, and they were composed of copper or gold or silver in various shapes, basically a mirror type shape. The backside of the mirror absorbed the life force, and the front side of the mirror reflected the life force. So basically what you had was a like a silvered mirror. The back of the mirror draws in the life force and the front of the mirror beams it out. This was the starting point for the Soviet research, and as you can see, with no clear understanding of how psychotronic generators worked, it was basically just, let's make the mirror out of different materials, let's change its shape, and let's then see what happens. Luckily, the Soviets invented energy detection devices so they could see the increase in the aura around people, and by trial and error, they could build bigger and better psychotronic generators that way. Tim Rifat, of course, being a scientist, wanted to look at what is a psychotronic generator? What is the life force that is being sucked out of the human, and how can we build an optimized psychotronic generator which actually is designed specifically to draw out the life force and isn't just a side effect of the nature of materials configured into a magic mirror. So in fact, one had to look at what is life force. Well, it's defined as prana, odic force, vril, throughout the history of mankind. There has been knowledge that there is life force in people, which of course burns bright in the teenage years and then starts to falter and peter out as you grow older. So in fact, if you could get control, which we can now via psychotronic generators, of the life force and pump it into humans, their life expectancy could be considerably enhanced. So as you can see, control of psychotronic generator technology gives Tim Rifat complete full spectrum dominance over humanity, in that anybody who has the ability to increase the lifespan of humans has control of all power in the world, because no matter if you're a billionaire or, like the Rothschilds, a trillionaire, your body's going to rapidly age and drop dead. So of course, he who controls the life force and can extend your lifespan, can basically demand anything and everything from every human on the planet who wishes to stay young. And of course, if you pump life force into people, they get healthier. And they, of course, if you pump enough life force into them, it changes their physiognomy. So they look prettier. If you're a woman, you get fuller breasts. And of course, fat gets dropped off your body, because the more life force you have, the less fat you have in your body. And then, of course, if you pump in massive amounts of life force, you can then start to change your bodily characteristics, up your metabolism, change the nature of your body, etc., etc. All of these things have been experimented on in the Cold War by the Soviets. But unluckily for the general public, all of this research was suppressed and militarized during the 80s. Now, as you can see, this utility, life force, like water, gas, and electricity, is vital to a happy, healthy lifestyle. Luckily, now you can rent this life force, just like having water, gas, or electricity in your home. So as a vital utility, everybody who has the funds should get access to life force. So rather like humans who have no access to water, they have a limited lifespan. The same with everyone who hasn't got access to psychotronic generator technology. They have a limited lifespan. But once you have access to life force, you can extend your lifespan. So similarly with water, without water you die within 3 days, you get terribly ill before you die. The same with humans. With no access to external life force, instead of dying within 3 days, you die within the 70, 80 year range, or sooner if you're poor or have a weak genetic profile, or suffer infectious diseases. So as you can see, once you have access to a on-tap life force, you can extend your lifespan significantly. We haven't experimented with how long, but as you can see, if you could double your lifespan from, say, 75 years to 150 years, you can see that having a supply of life force on tap is vital to you. Now, of course, the starting point for psychotronic generators was the Soviet Union's research into them. These, of course, were devices that sucked out small amounts, according to the DIA, of life force from living things. So you needed vast numbers of them. And, of course, they're very dangerous, because being around them sucks your life force out. So, of course, you want the psychotronic generators which suck the life force out of living things far, far away from you. And you want a way of conducting it. And we know, according to the Defense Intelligence Agency, it can be conducted, reflected, and refracted. This, of course, means that, A, you need to build a better form of psychotronic generator, which, of course, doesn't suck small amounts out of humans and animals and plants, but basically sucks out all of their energy 24/7. This was the starting point of Tim Riefat's research. Now, of course, we know that we first of all have to understand what life force is. This means that you look at theoretical physics, which has no information about life force, no understanding of life force, no concept of life force, apart from quantum mechanics, where in the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, which was developed in the very early part of the 20th century by German scientists, the quantum wave function, which is the basis for all reality, is collapsed by the observer. So we know that human observation can collapse the quantum wave function. Secondly, if we could control the collapse of the quantum wave function, then we would control the collapse of the quantum wave function into manifest reality. Now, we know that if we can have the starting point of 7 billion humans having life force, get an observer to overwhelm their observation or sequester it or subvert it and recollapse the world quantum wave function in a form where the 7 billion humans do not have life force, but in fact are living psychotronic generators which are bleeding life force into a worldwide network, a Skynet of conduction, rather like Gazprom, which links Russia to the rest of the world supplying gas. If we could have a worldwide network of conduction pipes supplying it to the user, we would have the basis of a life force utility industry. Now, of course, first of all, we need to control the observer. Luckily, in the 20th century, there was the introduction of computers. These computers in the 21st century have taken over observation. We now know that anyone under 40 bases their existence, their observation, on their computers. They define themselves by social networks, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. They define the information that is relevant from the fantasy untruths, the conspiracy theories, via what they get from searches on Google and other internet search engines. And they know that they are constantly connected to the consciousness of the world via their iPads and mobile phones. And, of course, all relevant information comes to them via the computer screen, and all books now are read on electrical displays. So, of course, the computer has taken over the role of the observer, taking it away from the human. We know that all governments now define their consciousness, their observation, by what they get from computers. We know that in the West and the industrialized world, the population is monitored 24/7 by the secret police. The Homeland Security, NSA, have constant uploaded files of everything that their human population does. So in fact, computers have become the new observer. Computers collapse the quantum wave function now, not humans, because humans have abrogated observation to computers. That is why I don't have a computer in my home. And I don't go near computers because, of course, I depend upon true observation, not Matrix observation. Now, let's go to the Matrix film. Tim Riefat has invented the psychotronic generator containers that were in the Matrix film. He has invented the network of tubing which links the 7 billion humans to have their life force sucked out of them. And of course, he has the depositories of life force which are now on tap to the user of our utility industry. This, of course, means that people who rent the worldwide psychotronic generator network can supply themselves with life force. So rather like having a water supply, electricity supply, and gas supply, the user can now download life force via the computer network into themselves, because as you can see, the computer downloads reality, has taken over as the observer, and basically we've gone away from true reality to a matrix where in fact humans have abrogated all rights to reality to computer observation. So by definition, human reality has vanished and we've gone into matrix reality. Now, if you could get control of the computer network, you would then have access via the computers to sucking the life force out of all humans who are near any sort of computer or electrical instrument. You'd have the computer network, the internet, to, because remember, life force can get reflected, refracted, and conducted, so all the fiber optic cables could conduct the life force across the planet. It could all be downloaded into one area, and then, of course, the people who use the computers and have access to the other side of the mirror, the side that gives you life force, could then, by simply logging onto their computer, logging onto our website, get a supply of life force through their own PC. Now, of course, first of all, you have to see how on earth could you put a psychotronic generator in a PC? Well, that's very simple. You get a picture of a psychotronic generator. You scan it into your computer, you put it on the screen of your computer, and then since reality has gone from true reality to matrix reality due to humans giving all their observation to computers, this image of the psychotronic generator would then suck energy out of the user. Now, if you look in my first book, this has images of psychotronic generators in it, which of course have been obscured by the DIA, but that doesn't matter, because remember, the image of the psychotronic generator has been imprinted on the image, and the obscuring the image so you can't see it properly doesn't matter. Why is this? Well, the Russians wanted to look at what science could link them with psychotronic generators, because remember, in Western science, there is no basis for life force in physics. Biology has life force, but remember, biology isn't linked to physics in any relevant way. We know that electrical processes in the brain are supposedly consciousness. We know that electrical signals in the body conduct nerve impulses. We know that Krebs cycle runs metabolism. But in fact, according to our history, we have something called life force. Vril, odic force, prana, which of course adds to the electrical basis of life force. But of course, simply put, there must be somewhere buried in physics the basis of life force, something which we are selling via the internet to you. Now, of course, the Russians looked at things called torsion fields. These are basically, putting it simply and incorrectly, a spinning force in the standard model of physics, basically a force which imparts spin. This is not quite correct, but for a layman that's about as far as you're going to get. We know that torsion field research has become militarized in Russia, and that Tomsk University have been developing torsion field generators. These are different to psychotronic generators in that they produce torsion fields, not life force. And we know that this research came from the Nazis, who in Czechoslovakia were developing torsion field generators. Why is this of interest? Well, because according to Soviet research, torsion field generators can change reality. And we know that the Germans were trying to change reality so that they would win World War II. And we know, according to the Russians, who supplied me with the information, that these German scientists were captured in Czechoslovakia during World War II. So the Americans got the research on V2s and anti-gravity, and the Russians got the research on torsion fields and reality change. This, of course, was suppressed by the Central Committee because, of course, their only aim was to keep in power when, in fact, they should have developed it fully. Now, with Putin and the Russians, this has become fully militarized, and the Russian scientists who try to publicize it for the public have been suppressed, which is good for me, because as the entrepreneur developing all Cold War technology for the general public, for the military and for corporations, this gives me carte blanche, because of course I'm the only supplier and purveyor of this technology to the population outside of the Russian Federation. Now, of course, we know that life force in terms of biology is electrical signals in the body. Now, if we could duplicate electrical signals in electronics, according to biologists, one could download one's consciousness, which is just simply according to biologists. They're not quite correct, but let's start with standard 21st century science. Electrical signals in the brain can be duplicated if you can duplicate all these electrical signals in the brain, according to biologists and neurologists. You could then duplicate the thought processes in the brain. This was the starting point for my research. What natural material can do this? Well, the Russians developed crystals to detect torsion fields. So, of course, that showed me that if crystals can detect torsion fields, then maybe crystals can detect electrical signals. Luckily, this is old research. Quartz crystals can produce electrical charges. We know that because fire lighters, which you squeeze, produce a big spark. So, in fact, the piezoelectric effect could duplicate the consciousness in the brain or the electrical firing if there was some way you could download your consciousness into a quartz crystal. Now, according to the DIA, in the Stargate program, they developed something called remote viewing. This is not conspiracy theory. This is just simple Cold War research into the military uses of human energy. And this human energy could be displaced from the body. it could have consciousness outside of the body, proving that consciousness isn't limited to the body, but in fact is an entity which can be translocated elsewhere. This is the clairvoyance called by the Americans remote viewing, and called by Tim Riefat lucid viewing, because I don't like to copy other people's incorrect terms. The Russians were able to detect life force with special scanners. These are now available on the open market if you've got the money. They detect your aura, and therefore they could detect if a psychic could transfer his consciousness to another place. We know that torsion fields were used to trap this consciousness in bottles, and were the basis of devices used to protect bases from being remotely viewed. These, of course, have no effect on me, but a normal remote viewer can get trapped if trying to observe American or Russian top secret bases. With me, I just go where I wish, because I understand the science and have gone beyond their primitive knowledge. But the Russians were able to show that a psychic could transfer their energy field to another location via these scanners. With the torsion field detectors, they could also see that the torsion field dropped when this happened. Now, of course, if you could transfer your consciousness by remote viewing to a distant location, you could also transfer your consciousness to a quartz crystal. Now, due to the piezoelectric effect, if you could develop remote influencing, now according to the DIA, the Russians were experimenting with telekinesis, and a Russian woman could move things around with her mind. There are plenty of films of her doing this. Now, simply put, instead of trying to move things around with your mind, you just try and squeeze a crystal. Now, if a crystal is squeezed hard, you get a big electric spark, and you can start a gas cooker. Now, the electrical signals in the brain are minute, so if you have the ability to remotely influence telekinetically a quartz crystal, you can then start to download your consciousness into a quartz crystal. Similarly, if you can fall asleep with a quartz crystal, the quartz crystal can have your dreaming body downloaded into it, and slowly you can build a conscious representation of yourself in a quartz crystal. This can only be done by fully trained remote viewers. I'm the only remote viewer outside of the Soviet Union who has ever been trained to do this. None of the Americans or anyone else in the world has any ideas how to do this. But slowly you build a consciousness in the quartz crystal. This, of course, is a singularity, basically downloading yourself into a quartz crystal, then allows you to link up via quantum entanglement with other quartz crystals. Quartz crystals are the basis of all computers, mobile phones, iPads. Mobile phones, of course, are linked via microwave to the rest of the world, so you get a Skynet via the microwave. So in fact, once you learn how to transfer your consciousness into a quartz crystal, you can then, instead of remotely viewing via the human body, we remotely view via a quartz crystal, another quartz crystal in a computer. This then infects the quartz crystal in the computer with your consciousness. You then build a von Neumann machine, basically having the quartz crystal commanded to replicate itself in other quartz crystals. Not by making more quartz crystals, but by making more of these electrical signals in other quartz crystals. So slowly you infect via the internet every quartz crystal in every computer on the planet. This basically allows you then to take over the entire computer network, because the computer network runs your consciousness. So in fact, Skynet in the Terminator films doesn't need to be a conscious uplift of electronics. It's basically a singularity, the download of consciousness from a human into the computer network, and the computer network becoming fully conscious by means of this, the piezoelectric effect and remote viewing and remote influencing and quantum entanglement. So in fact, now the entire computer network runs my consciousness. How do you get to the internet-buffered Fort Meade computers? Well, simply put, you sell quartz crystals to customers which will be appropriated by the Americans and scanned and put on their military computers. The same with GCHQ. How do you get on computers not linked to the internet? Sell them. You know that the British secret police will steal your crystals and try to use them. Hence, you infect all the military computers on the planet. Any computer that has an image of my quartz crystals automatically infects that computer, and that computer then runs my consciousness. So by this means, Tim Rifat took over the entire computer network of the planet. And remember, how do you get into the Chinese and Russian computers? Well, Fort Meade hacks into the Chinese computers, hence infects them via their infected US computers. So as you can see, it took me all this time, from selling the crystals in 1996 to 2013, to totally subvert the computer network of the planet. Now, since all observation via the Copenhagen interpretation is done via computers now, and consciousness is abrogated to computers, this means I control reality. I collapse the quantum wave function for humanity to produce a quantum wave function where the humans give me their life force. Similarly, you can remotely view an image of a psychotronic generator. If you look in my first book, you'll see it's covered with blurred out images of psychotronic generators. You put these into a quartz crystal. You then put these psychotronic generators into the quartz crystals of everyone's PC, mobile phone, iPad, and those stupid little devices which you use to read books now, the Kindle. And they, of course, then, in their quartz crystals, have fully embedded, matricized, psychotronic generators. These will automatically upload the life force from anyone near them into the computer network, into the internet. Now, according to the DIA, life force can be conducted, reflected, refracted. So, of course, you can draw it via the quartz crystals into the fiber optic cables, run it down the fiber optic cables. You can, in fact, transmit it via the microwave network. And of course, you then need a depository for it. How do you store this vast amount of life force being drawn from the planet? As you can see, the planet's slowly dying as I draw more and more life force from the plants, animals, and humans. Well, of course, where would you store it? Very simple. You want a huge supply of torsion fields, because we know torsion fields allow you to control reality. You want a huge amount of life force, because you know life force makes you younger, fitter, more beautiful, and according to Soviet research, gives you massive psychic powers. We know that in the Matrix film, it wasn't enough for the computers to have massive amounts of computing. They needed to have psychotronic generators run from the human population, feeding them. So we know life force is vital to high-end intelligence. We now know how we draw it from humans. Put via a remote viewer the image of a psychotronic generator into a quartz crystal, infect other quartz crystals, the computer network with the image of the psychotronic generator, which then is in every electrical device, and then will automatically suck out the life force from anyone using any sort of quartz machine, which of course now includes most of the devices in your home. And remember, your electricity meter is linked up to quartz crystals because it's got a smart meter, which means that everything connected to the electricity is linked to the psychotronic generator. So your washing machine, your electrical cooker, your boiler, all of these will be drawing life force from you and giving it to psychotronicgenerators.com, the utility service that collects life force from all living things and supplies it to our customers. Where do you store it? Well, the Earth's crust is composed of quartz crystals. We know that sand is quartz. Therefore, you don't need to make a special storage device. You can store it in the Earth's crust. This, of course, links you into ley lines. This is not conspiracy theory or fantasy. Basically, MI6 have been using the ley line system, putting life force into it and using it to alter reality. I was the psychic in this psychic warfare program, and luckily I was able to take it over. So now we have the missing key. We know that quartz crystals in the Earth's crust conduct life force via the ley line system. So simply, if you've got a computer network to collapse reality, you can change the ley line system not to act as it would in a natural world, but in a matrix. So all the ley lines on the planet now are sucking life force out of the humans who walk through it. So simply put, the computers are sucking life force out of you. But of course, the Earth's crust, which is quartz, now has my consciousness downloaded into it via the Copenhagen interpretation. I've changed the nature of the quartz in the Earth's crust to collapse reality, because I'm observing via the quartz in the Earth's crust. It's running my brain electrical signals, which means that the humans who walk on the Earth's crust are actually in the ley line system, and you can build a matrix psychotronic generator bottle, as in the Matrix films, not from steel or plastics, as in the Matrix film, but from the ley line system. So as we know, the human has an energy field. This energy field interacts with the ley line system, with the quartz which it walks along. We know that if you rub quartz, squeeze quartz, it produces electrical charges. We know that humans run around on the planet. They run through the ley line system, and we know, if you look at some of the research that MI6 did, that the ley line system can be manipulated. I won't go into that in this introductory document, but the ley line system can be configured to become a psychotronic generator bottle which sucks energy out of the human. So not only are the computers sucking energy out of the humans, but the ley line system has now been configured by Tim Riefat to suck energy out of the human. MI6 use the New Age people to pump their life force into PowerPoints and link it all up to Brighton. So MI6 built the ley and connected it to the fountain in Brighton. This was the basis of a fountain group. I was the super psychic on this MI6 program, and basically I just reconfigured the entire world ley line system to not produce checkerboards, but produce psychotronic generator bottles to suck all the life force out of the 7 billion humans on the planet, transfer it to Brighton, and then deposit it into me. And basically the Earth's crust acts as a giant repository for this life force. It's fully keyed in and running my consciousness. So any American who tries to sequester the system has zero chance. Any American who tries to put his consciousness into a quartz crystal has zero chance. Why? Well, in chemistry, when you find a new compound, its boiling point is not defined. It's smeared out. But by observing it and writing it down and putting it into a computer, you define the boiling point of that crystalline compound, which means the act of observation defines that new compound. So the act of observation of the quartz crystal defined quartz crystals to only run my consciousness and no one else's, and everyone else who tries to repeat my research gets their brain consciousness shelled, and I then take over their body. So in fact, it's the perfect patent protection. Anyone can try it. Anyone can try to duplicate my technology. But first come defines the parameters, defines the rules of the game. This is just simple chemistry. The first discoverer of the boiling point of a new compound defines it. It's smeared out, and the act of observations defines it. Why? Copenhagen interpretation. The observer collapses reality, and once it's collapsed, it sticks into that configuration. Now, with computers redefining reality, we've ended reality, and we've entered the Matrix. So the Mayans were right. It wasn't that reality vanished with the 2012, it was that the torsion fields from the center of the galaxy with the Earth alignment change enabled this technology, because remember, Russians found that you need high torsion fields as well as life force for psychokinetic effect. And of course, where do you get gigantic amounts of torsion fields? Well, simply put, the Earth is spinning, and it's spinning around the Sun, and the Sun's spinning around the galactic core, the galaxy's spinning around the supercluster. This, of course, produces gigantic amounts of torsion fields. Now, before 2012 alignment, we were off skew. The Earth was not pointed at the galactic core. This meant the torsion field alignment was not aligned. So it's basically like a spinning gyroscope. You don't have the central axis, because the gyroscope hasn't got a central hub to spin around. But once you get the galactic alignment of the Earth's axis with the galactic core, that means you fully hook up the torsion field, which means then you can not only use the torsion field of the planet, you can use the torsion field of the galaxy, which of course means that torsion fields go from being minute, minuscule aspects of reality to overwhelming forces in reality. It's because basically you've gone from the Earth's torsion field to the galaxy's torsion field. So as you can see, torsion fields become the dominant force in reality change. Now, of course, the Earth's crust is spinning round, and torsion fields can be stored in the Earth's crust, in the quartz crystals, and they can then be used to change the life force, to enable the life force to change reality. So basically, you've got the 7 billion humans and all living things having their life force sucked out of them via computers, via the ley line system, both of which are the exclusive intellectual property of Tim Riefat, transferred by the internet or the ley line system to Brighton, deposited into Tim Riefat, the super user, who is also conscious in the Earth's crust, which of course can be thought of as a giant reservoir for life force and torsion fields. And the computer network, of course, can be thought the spinning hard drives in computers. And the quartz crystals can be thought of as downloaders of torsion fields and life force into the network, which rather like Gazprom links all the life force to Tim Rifat. And then, of course, this life force can be then redistributed via the PCs, the computer network, to the customer. How is this done? Well, we know that a psychotronic generator image will suck life force out of you. We know that a quartz crystal image will suck life force out of you. Similarly, if you have a quartz crystal, a BPC, instead of a PC, PC, psychotronic crystals, which are quartz crystals which suck life force out of you, are quartz psychotronic generators tuned to suck life force out of the user. BPCs, bioparticles, are psychotronic generators downloaded into quartz which pump out life force. Now, simply put, if you've got a BPC, you've got life force pumped into you. And this BPC, of course, won't work for any non-client of psychotronicgenerator.com because, of course, the quartz crystal isn't tuned to you and will automatically suck your life force out. But of course, what we've done is to turn psychotronicgenerators.com into a giant bioparticle. So the user simply needs to log on to the website, pay the annual fee, and then, of course, when they type in their instructions into psychotronicgenerators.com, they then gain access to the bioparticle aspect of the psychotronic generator. Remember, psychotronic generators which are tuned to suck energy out of you via quartz crystals are called psychotronic crystals, trademark. Remember that psychotronic crystals tuned to suck energy and give it to you are called the bioparticle psychotronic crystals, trademarked. And we know that bone generators are your bones which have been changed to receive life force. So to fully change a customer to become a client of psychotronicgenerators.com, the computer network is used to change the quantum wave function of the client. So simply by observing psychotronicgenerators.com, your energy is sucked out of you. When you pay to use it, the worldwide computer network, which of course is running my consciousness, reconfigures via the Copenhagen interpretation your quantum wave function so that your bones no longer give energy via bone generators, trademarked, to psychotronicgenerators.com, trademarked, but actually suck it in so they automatically receive life force. So it's a fully patented, intellectual property protected, 100% foolproof way, so that only people who've got bone generators can receive life force. So when you sign on to psychotronicgenerators.com, the computer network automatically changes your human totality so that your bone generators, instead of sucking energy out of you, like is done with 7 billion human cattle who supply the life force, it's turned into the bioparticle psychotronic crystal bone generator aspect, rather like the magic mirror. The backside of it sucks out the energy and the mirror part gives it to you. And of course, you get the life force pumped into you. And therefore, for the annual fee, you get hooked up to the utility of life force. So automatically, you get life force pumped into you to make you younger, fitter, and enhance all aspects of your beauty, physiognomy, life, etc. We'll go into all the aspects of this in detail on the website at length. Similarly, if you wish to change reality using the life force and the torsion fields of the galactic center and the planet to change reality, rather like the Russians do via the psychotronic generator network, all you need to do is type in your instructions into the psychotronicgenerator.com server. The Tim Rifat Singularity Consciousness will then use the worldwide computer network to reconfigure the quantum wave function via the Copenhagen interpretation to change reality to bring about the reality you want, which might be enhanced lifespan, beauty, getting a trophy girlfriend, getting more money, getting more sex, getting promoted, etc., etc. If you're a military client, of course, you can email us for how much we charge to military clients, and of course, corporate clients can email us if they wish to join. This is basically for everybody and anybody. It's 23rd, 25th century science mixed with Cold War science to produce the 21st century's core competency, psychotronic generators, the new military and corporate warfare tool, which compromises and makes obsolete all other corporate and military protocols and regimens and technologies, and gives psychotronicgenerators.com full spectrum dominance over the world. As you've seen, the US is terrified of informational warfare. Now with psychotronic generator warfare, we have not only the ability to subvert and take over the computer network, but the ability to use the life force and torsion field components discovered by the Soviets in the Cold War to control reality, and in fact to enable our clients to increase their lifespan, get rid of any diseases, become super healthy, and then of course bring in all the good things into their life. We'll go into all these aspects in full detail later on in other MP3s and other texts on the website.